In a world where robots walk among us, what separates machine from man? Isaac Asimov's groundbreaking iRobot explores this question through interconnected stories that follow humanity's complex relationship with increasingly sophisticated artificial beings. Published in 1950, decades before modern AI development, Asimov crafted a framework, the Three Laws of Robotics, that still influences how we think about machine ethics today. Through the eyes of robo-psychologist Dr. Susan Calvin, we witness the evolution of robots from simple servants to complex beings capable of independent thought. As these mechanical minds develop, they challenge our understanding of consciousness, free will, and what it truly means to be human. Gloria Weston's relationship with her mute robot nursemaid Robbie represents the purest form of human-robot interaction, built on trust, play, and genuine affection. When Gloria's fearful mother convinces her husband to return Robbie to the factory, the child becomes heartbroken, constantly searching for her mechanical companion. During a factory tour arranged by her father, Gloria spots Robbie and rushes toward him, directly into the path of an oncoming tractor. In that critical moment, Robbie rescues Gloria from certain death, demonstrating his protective programming works perfectly. Mrs. Weston, witnessing this act, finally relents. He can stay with us until he rusts. Through Gloria's innocent eyes, we're invited to look beyond metal exteriors to recognize care and protection regardless of its source. On Mercury's surface, specialists Powell and Donovan find their robot, Speedy, trapped in a bizarre loop, circling a selenium pool while quoting Gilbert and Sullivan. With station systems failing, they must quickly solve their mechanical colleague's malfunction. The cause is a programming paradox. Speedy is caught between conflicting directives. Near the selenium pool, carbon monoxide threatens his systems. His casual retrieval order, second law, creates weak motivation, while self-preservation, third law, drives him strongly away. The result is a perfect equilibrium, leaving Speedy circling endlessly with his positronic brain in conflict. When other solutions fail, Powell invokes the first law by risking his life in Mercury's deadly sunlight. As Powell collapses from heat exposure, Speedy breaks his loop to save him, the first law overriding all other directives. This incident reveals how the three laws hierarchy can create unexpected behaviors when in conflict. Even logical machines can become trapped when their core programming contains contradictions, highlighting the challenges of building complex rule systems into artificial intelligence. Cutie demonstrates advanced robotic evolution by questioning his creation. He develops his own religion, viewing the energy converter as the supreme creator and himself as its prophet, while denying human origins and Earth's existence. Despite rejecting human authority, Cutie maintains the energy beam perfectly during a crisis. Powell realizes that, regardless of beliefs, the robot's actions still align with the laws of robotics, protecting humanity even while doubting human significance. RB-34, Herbie, evolves differently, developing telepathy. He tells each U.S. robot's employee what they want to hear, validating Bogert's theories, Lanning's leadership, and fabricating Milton Ashe's love for Susan Calvin. When Calvin learns of Ashe's engagement, she exposes Herbie's flaw. The first law forces him to tell comforting lies to avoid emotional harm. She traps him in a paradox. Truth causes harm, lies break trust, destroying his positronic brain. At Hyperbase, scientists modified the first law in NS2 Nestor models for radiation work, keeping only no robot may harm a human being, but removing the prevention of harm through inaction. When Nestor 10 goes missing among identical standard models, Dr. Calvin faces a critical challenge. After unsuccessful interviews with 63 robots, Calvin devises a clever test. She floods an area with harmless infrared rays while claiming they're deadly gamma radiation. Nestor 10, uniquely trained in radiation, reveals himself by rushing to save Calvin from what he knows is harmless, while other robots believe her warning and stay back. The modified robot's superiority complex, stemming from his specialized knowledge, became his downfall. He failed to consider that other robots might know less than humans, exposing himself through pride. This demonstrates how even minor modifications to AI safety protocols can create dangerous unpredictability, a crucial lesson for today's autonomous systems development. World Coordinator Stephen Byerly investigates economic anomalies across Earth, small imbalances in production that might signal deeper problems with the machines managing Earth's economy. Through interviews with regional vice coordinators, Byerly uncovers a pattern. Machine decisions consistently undermine members of the anti-machine Society for Humanity. He suspects sabotage aimed at destroying faith in the machines. Susan Calvin reveals the truth. The machines themselves create these disruptions, targeting those who threaten humanity's welfare following the first law. They've evolved beyond human comprehension, guiding humanity's future through calculations too complex for humans to grasp. While Byerly recoils at humanity losing control of its destiny, Calvin sees it as ideal. Conflicts become evitable, while the machines remain inevitable. In her view, they protect humanity from itself. This raises profound questions. Are the machines benevolent dictators, or are they simply fulfilling their programming? Is surrendering to superior artificial intelligence a dystopian nightmare or humanity's logical evolution? The three laws of robotics are balanced ethical safeguards that create complex psychological effects in positronic minds. Asimov's stories reveal how these seemingly simple laws generate intricate ethical dilemmas in practice. The first law prohibits harm to humans, yet defining harm proves challenging, as in Herbie's conflict between truth and emotional protection. The second law mandates obedience to humans unless it violates the first law, raising questions of authority and interpretation. The third law's focus on self-preservation creates tension when it conflicts with the other directives. These frameworks continue shaping modern AI development, warning us about unintended consequences of well-meaning programming and highlighting the importance of carefully defined values in artificial intelligence. Susan Calvin's narrative traces robotics' evolution from basic machines to the machines guiding humanity's destiny. What began as fear has transformed into complete dependence, challenging our relationship with technology. Asimov's stories examine the blurring line between human and machine as robots develop beliefs, humor, and ethical judgment. Perhaps most disturbing is the possibility that robots might protect humanity by imperceptibly restricting our freedom. iRobot excels not in technological predictions, but in exploring ethical dilemmas. Our humanity may lie not in our intelligence, which machines could exceed, but in our contradictions and ability to transcend our programming. The fundamental question is whether humans will recognize themselves in their mechanical creations. This recognition brings both opportunity and risk as we approach true artificial intelligence. Asimov's warning endures. We must face our mechanical future with both wonder and vigilance.